You're listening to the audio production of Run with the Bulls Without Being Trampled by Them, The Qualities You Need to Stay Out of Harm's Way and Thrive at Work by Tim Irwin, Ph.D., published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by Tom Parks. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit HarperFocusAudio.com. To Anne, Jim, and William, who have made life a great adventure. Forward. Run with the Bulls. It caught my attention the moment I looked at the cover. And once I began to dig into the book, I realized Tim and I shared a common bond, a framework that expresses the many years of experiences observed in successful leaders. Like many students of leadership, I have kept a living and working description of what makes individuals successful that has shaped my own journey. I have been privileged to work with and for many great role models. As a result, my personal model of leadership has morphed over the years as I learned from them. They have helped to mold who I am as a leader. During the past 5 years as CEO of PepsiCo, I have shared those personal principles with young leaders in the company. What truly captivated me about Tim's book was that he somehow took many of the same experiences I have observed and even taught, and expressed these characteristics in a way that better reflects my thoughts than I've been able to do myself. His 3C model, commitment, character, competence, is a wonderful and holistic way of capturing almost everything that I have valued in leadership. These three words stand alone, like a good political cartoon in the editorial section of a newspaper, that gives a concise visual description of a detailed editorial. Tim does a great job of explaining these three attributes. His 7 critical success factors define what it means to be competent and are an excellent way to really put truth into his principles in a personally penetrating way. You can feel your own successes and failures in the examples and questions that are so well-crafted they come to life on the pages. It has been my experience that developing a model for leadership and success in an organization is a helpful exercise and provides for interesting talks. But the real issue becomes, what do you do about it?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?